Chapter 2. Machine Learning Algorithms. Machines are now able to learn from and train on their own by using previous computations and underlying algorithms to produce high-quality, easily reproducible decisions and results. Machine learning has been around for a long time now, but the recent developments in machine learning algorithms have made it possible for machines to process and analyze large volumes of data efficiently. This is accomplished by using high-speed and frequency automation to apply advanced and complex mathematical calculations to the machines. The sophisticated computing machines of today can rapidly evaluate the ginormous volumes of data and produce faster and more accurate results. Companies that use machine learning algorithms have improved flexibility to adapt the training dataset to meet their business requirements and train the machines accordingly. These tailor-made machine learning algorithms allow businesses to identify potential hazards and growth opportunities. Typically, in collaboration with artificial intelligence technology and cognitive technologies, machine learning algorithms are used to produce computers that are highly effective and extremely efficient in processing huge amounts of information, or big data, and to produce highly accurate results. Hundreds and thousands of machine learning algorithms have already been generated as this research field continues to proliferate. Here are some of the most commonly used algorithms categorized on the basis of its type of machine learning. To refresh your memory, supervised learning is driven by the data scientists who provide guidance for teaching the algorithm of what conclusions it must make, using predefined training dataset. Supervised learning requires information on all possible outputs of the algorithm and the training dataset that has already been labeled with expected or correct results. Let's look at two of the most renowned supervised learning algorithms used to develop machine learning models in detail. Regression. The regression techniques fall under the category of supervised machine learning. They help predict or describe a particular numerical value based on the set of prior information, such as anticipating the cost of a property based on previous cost information for similar characteristics. Regression techniques vary from simple, such as linear regression, to complex, such as regular linear regression, polynomial regression, decision trees, random forest regression, and neural networks, among others. The simplest method of all is linear regression, where the line's mathematical equation, y equals m times x plus b, is used to model the data collection. Multiple data pairs, x, y, can train a linear regression model by calculating the position and slope of a line that can decrease the total distance between the data points and the line. In other words, the calculation of the slope, m, and y-intercept, b, is used for a line that produces the highest approximation for data observations. The data relationships can be modeled with the use of linear predictor functions, where unidentified model variables can be estimated from the data. These systems are referred to as linear models. Traditionally, if values of the explanatory variables or predictors are known, the conditional mean of the response would be used as the affinity function of those values. The use of conditional media and other measures in linear models is very rare. Similar to every other form of regression analysis, the linear regression also operates on the conditional probability distribution of the responses, instead of the joint probability distribution of the variables obtained with the multivariate analysis. The most rigorously researched form of regression analysis with wide applicability has been linear regression. This emanates from the fact that rely linearly on their unidentified parameters are easy to work with compared to the models that are non-linearly related to their parameters. As the statistical characteristics of their resulting predictors can be easily determined with a linear distribution. There are many useful applications of linear regression, which can be categorized in one of the following. If the objective is to generate forecast and predictions or to reduce errors, the predictive model can be matched to an identified dataset and explanatory variables with the use of a linear regression algorithm. Once the model has been developed, any new input data without a response can be easily predicted by the fitted model. If the objective is to understand variations in the response variables that may be ascribed to variations in the explanatory variables, linear regression analysis could be used to quantify the relationship between the predictors and the response specifically, to assess if certain explanatory variables lack any linear relationship with the response. It can also be used to identify subsets of predictors containing any data redundancies about the response values. The fitting of most linear regression models is accomplished using the least squares approach. However, these models can only be fitted by significantly reducing the lack of fit in some other standard, just like the least absolute deviation regression, or by minimizing a penalized version of the least square as done in ridge regression, L2 norm penalty, and lasso regression, L1 norm penalty. By contrast, it is possible to use the least square approach to fit machine learning models that are not linear. Therefore, although the terms least squares and linear model are strongly connected, they are not the same. Multiple linear regression tends to be the most common form of regression technique used in data science and the majority of statistical tasks. Just like the linear regression technique, there will be an output variable, y, in multiple linear regression. However, the distinction now is that we're going to have numerous x, or independent variables, generating predictions for y. For instance, a model developed for predicting the cost of housing in Washington, D.C. will be driven by multiple linear regression technique. The cost of housing in Washington, D.C. will be the y, or dependent variable, for the model. X, or the independent variables for this model, will include data points such as vicinity to public transport, schooling district, square footage, and some rooms, which will eventually determine the market price of the housing. The mathematical equation for this model can be written as below. Housing underscore price equals beta O plus beta 1 square underscore foot plus beta 2 dist underscore transport plus beta 3 num underscore rooms. Polynomial regression. Our models developed a straight line in the last two types of regression techniques. This straight line is a result of the connection between x and y, which is linear, and does not alter the influence x has on y, as the changing values of x. Our model will lead in a row with a curve, in polynomial regression. If we attempted to fit a graph with nonlinear features using linear regression, it would not yield the best fit line for the nonlinear features. For instance, the graph on the left is shown in the picture below has the scatter plot depicting an upward trend, but with a curve. A straight line does not operate in this situation. Instead, we will generate a line with a curve to match the curve in our data with a polynomial regression, like the chart on the right shown in the picture below. The equation of a polynomial will appear like the linear equation, the distinction being that one or more of the x variables will be linked to some polynomial expression. For instance, y equals mx2 plus b. Another significant regression technique for data researchers is support vector regression, which is most frequently used in case classification. The concept here is to discover a line in space that divides data points into distinct categories. It's also used for regression analysis. It is a form of binary classification technique that is not associated with probability. Ridge regression is a widely used method for analyzing multicollinear dataset. Depending on the features of the dataset, using ridge regression correctly can decrease standard errors and significantly improve model accuracy. Ridge regression can be helpful if your data includes highly correlated independent variables. If you can predict an independent variable with the use of another independent variable, your model will exhibit a high risk of multicollinearity. For example, if you use variables that measure the height and weight of a person, these variables in the model are likely to create multicollinearity. Multicollinearity could potentially influence the accuracy of the forecasts and predictions generated by the model. Be mindful of the type of predictive variables being utilized in the model to prevent multicollinearity, which could be caused by the type of data you are using, as well as the data collection method. Another reason could be the selection of a small variety of independent variables, or the selection of independent variables was very restricted, which resulted in very similar data points. Multicollinearity can also be induced by generating a highly specific model. Tour that there are more variables than data points in the model. If you have selected to utilize a linear model, which ended up worsening multicollinearity of the model, then you can attempt to implement a method of ridge regression. Ridge regression operates to render the predictions more accurate by permitting a hint of bias into the model. This technique is also referred to as regularization. Another technique to enhance the accuracy of the model is by standardizing the independent variables. The easiest route is to decrease complexity by changing the values of certain independent variables to null. The approach is not simply to modify these independent variables to null, but to implement a structure that rewards values closer to zero. This will trigger the coefficients to decrease, so the model's complexity is also reduced. But the model maintains all of its independent variables. This will offer the model more bias, which is a trade-off for increased accuracy of predictions. Another technique of reduction called lasso regression. A very complementary technique to the ridge regression, lasso regression promotes the use of simpler and leaner models to generate predictions. In lasso regression, the model reduces the value of coefficients relatively more rigidly. Lasso stands for the least absolute shrinkage and selection operator. Data on our scatterplot, like the mean or median values of the data, are reduced to a more compact level. We use this when the model is experiencing high multicollinearity similar to the ridge regression model. A hybrid of lasso and ridge regression methods is known as elastic net regression. Its primary objective is to further enhance the accuracy of the predictions generated by the lasso regression technique. Elastic net regression is a confluence of both lasso and ridge regression techniques of rewarding smaller coefficient values. All three of these designs are available in the R and Python GLMNet suite. Bayesian regression models are useful when there is a lack of sufficient data or available data has poor distribution. These regression models are developed based on probability distributions rather than data points, meaning the resulting chart will appear as a bell curve, depicting the variance with the most frequently occurring values in the center of the curve. The dependent variable, y, in Bayesian regression is not valuation, but a probability. Instead of predicting a value, we try to estimate the probability of an occurrence. This is regarded as frequent statistics, and this sort of statistics is built on the Bayes theorem. Frequentist statistics hypothesize if an event is going to occur, and the probability of it occurring again in the future. Conditional probability is integral to the concept of frequentist statistics. Conditional probability pertains to the events whose results are dependent on one another. Events can also be conditional, which means the preceding event can potentially alter the probability of the next event. Assume you have a box of M&Ms, and you want to understand the probability of withdrawing distinct colors of the M&Ms from the bag. If you have a set of 3 yellow M&Ms and 3 blue M&Ms, and on your first draw you get a blue M&M, then with your next draw from the box, the probability of taking out a blue M&M will be lower than the first draw. This is a classic example of conditional probability. On the other hand, an independent event is a flipping of a coin, meaning the preceding coin flip doesn't alter the probability of the next flip of the coin. Therefore, a coin flip is not an example of conditional probability. Classification. The classification algorithm in machine learning and statistics can be defined as the algorithm used to define the set of categories, subpopulations, that the new input data can be grouped under, based on the training dataset which is composed of related data whose category has already been identified. For instance, all incoming emails can be grouped under the spam or non-spam category based on predefined rules. Similarly, a patient diagnosis can be categorized based on patient's observed attributes, such as gender, blood group, prominent symptoms, family history for genetic diseases. Classification can be considered as a type of pattern recognition technology. These individual hypotheses can be analyzed into a set of properties that can be easily quantified, referred to as explanatory variables or features. These can be classified as categorical, for example, different types of blood groups like A+, O negative, or ordinal, for example, different types of sizes like large, small, or integer values, for example, number of times a specific word is repeated in a text, or real values, for example, height and weight measurement. Certain classifiers operate by drawing a comparison with its prior observation using a similarity or distance function. Any machine learning algorithm that is capable of implementing classification, particularly in the context of model implementation, is called classifier. Very often, the term classifier is used in the context of the mathematical function, which is being implemented by a classification algorithm and can map new input to the appropriate category. In the field of statistics, the classification of data is often carried out with logistic regression, wherein the characteristics of the observations are referred to as explanatory variables, or independent variables, or regressors, and the categories used to generate predictions are known as outcomes. These outcomes are regarded as the probable values of the dependent variable. In the context of machine learning, observations are often referred to as instances. The explanatory variables are referred to like features, grouped into a feature vector, and the possible categories to be predicted are referred to as classes. The logistic regression technique is borrowed by ML technology from the world of statistical analysis. Logistic regression is regarded to be the simplest algorithm for classification, even though the term sounds like a technique of regression. That is not the case. Logistic regression produces estimates based on single or multiple input values for the likelihood of an event occurring. For example, a logistic regression will use a patient's symptoms, blood glucose level, and family history as inputs to generate the likelihood of the patient to develop diabetes. The model will generate a prediction in the form of probability ranging from 1 to 10, where 10 means full certainty. For the patient, if the projected probability exceeds 5, the prediction would be that they will suffer from diabetes. If the predicted probability is less than 5, it would be predicted that the patient will not develop diabetes. Logistic regression allows a line graph to be created which can represent the decision boundary. It is widely used for binary classification tasks that involve two different class values. Logistic regression is so named owing to the fundamental statistical function at the root of this technique, called the logistic function. Statisticians created the logistic function, also called the sigmoid function, to define the attributes of population growth in ecosystems which continues to grow rapidly and nearing the maximum carrying capacity of the environment. The logistic function is an S-shaped curve capable of taking any real-valued integer and mapping it to a value between 0 and 1, but never precisely at those boundaries, where E is the base of the natural log, Euler's number or the EXP, and the numerical value that you are actually going to transform is called the value. 1:(1) plus e caret minus value, close parentheses. Here is a graph of figures ranging from minus 5 and 5, which has been transformed by the logistic function into a range between 0 and 1. Similar to the linear regression technique, logistic regression utilizes an equation for data representation. Input values X are grouped linearly to forecast an output value, Y, with the use of weights or coefficient values presented as the symbol beta. It is mainly different from the linear regression because the modeled output value tends to be binary, 0 or 1, instead of a range of values. Below is an example of the logistic regression equation, where the single input value coefficient, X, is represented by B1. The intercept, or bias term, is the BO, and the expected result is Y. Every column in the input dataset has a connected coefficient B with it, which should be understood by learning the training dataset. The actual model representation, which is stored in a file or in the system memory, would be the coefficients in the equation, the beta values. Y equals E caret (B0) plus B1 times X, (1) plus E caret (B0) plus B1 times X, (). The logistic regression algorithm's coefficients, the beta values, must be estimated on the basis of the training data. This can be accomplished using another statistical technique called maximum likelihood estimation, which is a popular ML algorithm utilized during a multitude of other ML algorithms. Maximum likelihood estimation works by making certain assumptions about the distribution of the input dataset. An ML model that can predict a value nearer to 0 for the other class and a value nearer to 1 for the default class can be obtained by employing the best coefficients of the model. The underlying assumption for most likelihood of the logic regression technique is that a search procedure attempts to find values for the coefficients that will reduce the error in the probabilities estimated by the model pertaining to the input dataset. For example, probability of 0 if the input data is not the default class. Without going into mathematical details, it is sufficient to state that you will be using a minimization algorithm to optimize the values of the best coefficients from your training dataset. In practice, this can be achieved with the use of an effective numerical optimization algorithm, for example, the quasi-Newton technique. Generating predictions using logistic regression. In here, you can simply plug in the measurements into the logistic regression equation and calculate the outcome to generate predictions with the logistic regression model. Let's take a look at an example to solidify this concept. Let's assume there is a model that is capable of generating predictions if an individual is masculine or woman, depending on fictitious values of their height. If the value of the height for an individual is set at 150 centimeters, would the individual be predicted as a male or female? Assuming we have already discovered the values of coefficients, B0 equals 100 and B1 equals 0.6, by leveraging the above equation, The probability of male with a height of 150 centimeters, or P, open parentheses, male, height, equals 150, close parentheses, can be easily calculated. The function exp, open close parentheses, will be used for E, because if you log this instance into your spreadsheet, this is what you can use. Y equals E caret, open parentheses, B0 plus B1 star X, close parentheses, forward slash, open parentheses 1 plus E caret, open parentheses B0 plus B1 star X, close parentheses, close parentheses. Y equals EXP, open parentheses minus 100 plus 0.6 star 150, close parentheses, forward slash, open parentheses 1 plus EXP, open parentheses minus 100 plus 0.6 star X, close parentheses, close parentheses. Y equals 0.00045397 8687, or a near zero probability male is the gender of that specific person. In theory, probability can simply be used, but since this is a classification algorithm and we want a sharp outcome, the probabilities can be tagged onto a binary class value. For instance, the model can predict 0 if P, open parentheses, male, close parentheses, smaller than 0.51, and predict 1 if P, open parentheses, male, close parentheses, greater than, equals 0.5. Now that you know how predictions can be generated using logistic regression, you can easily pre-process the training dataset to get the most out of this technique. The assumptions made of the distribution and relations within the dataset by the logistic regression technique are nearly identical to the assumptions made in the linear regression technique. A lot of research has been done to define these hypotheses and to use accurate probabilistic and statistical language. It is recommended to use these as thumb rules or directives and try with various processes for data preparation. The ultimate goal in predictive modeling machine learning initiatives is the generation of highly accurate predictions rather than analysis of the outcomes. Considering everything, some assumptions could be broken if the designed model is stable and has high performance. Binary output variable. This may be evident as we have already discussed it earlier, but logistic regression is designed specifically for issues with binary to class classification. This will generate predictions for the probability of a default class instance that can be tagged into a classification of 0 or 1. Remove noise. Logistic regression does not assume errors in the output variable y. Therefore, the outliers and potentially misclassified cases should be removed from the training dataset. Gaussian distribution. Logistic regression can be considered as a type of linear algorithm, but with a nonlinear transform on the output. A linear connection between the output and input variables is also assumed. Data transforms of the input variables may lead to a more accurate model with a higher capability of revealing the linear relationships of the dataset. For instance, to better reveal these relationships, we could utilize log, root, boxcox, and other single variable transformations. Remove correlated inputs. If you have various highly correlated inputs, the model could potentially be overfit, similar to the linear regression technique. To address this issue, you can calculate the pairwise correlation between all input data points and remove the highly correlated inputs. Failure to converge. It is likely for the expected likelihood estimation method that is trained on the coefficients to fail to converge. It could occur if the dataset contains several highly correlated inputs, or there is a very limited data, for example, loads of zero in the input data. Naive Bayes classifier algorithm is another classification learning algorithm with a wide variety of applications. It is a method of classification derived from the Bayes theorem, which assumes predictors are independent of one another. Simply put, a naive Bayes classifier assumes that all the features in a class are unrelated to the existence of any other feature in that class. For instance, if input data has an image of a fruit which is green, round and about 10 inches in diameter, the model can consider the input to be a watermelon. Although these attributes rely on one another or the presence of a specific feature, all of the characteristics contribute independently to the probability that the image of the fruit is that of a watermelon. Hence, it is referred to as naive. Naive Bayes model for large volumes of datasets is relatively simple to construct and extremely effective. Naive Bayes has reportedly outperformed even the most advanced techniques of classification, along with its simplicity of development. Bayes' theorem can also provide the means to calculate the posterior probability, P, open parentheses, C, vertical bar, X, close parentheses, using P, open parentheses, C, close parentheses, P, open parentheses, X, close parentheses, and P, open parentheses, X, close parentheses. On the basis of the equation shown in the picture below, where the probability of C can be calculated, if X has already occurred. P open parentheses C vertical bar X close parentheses is the posterior probability of class open parentheses C comma target close parentheses provided by the predictor open parentheses X comma attributes close parentheses. P open parentheses C close parentheses is the class's previous probability. P, open parentheses, X, vertical bar, C, close parentheses, is the probability of the class provided by the predictor. P, open parentheses, X, close parentheses, is the predictor's prior probability. Here is an example to better explain the application of the Bayes theorem. The picture below represents the dataset on the problem of identifying suitable weather days to play golf. The columns depict the weather features of the day, and the rows contain individual entries. Considering the first row of the dataset, it can be concluded that the weather will be too hot and humid with rain, so the day is not suitable to play golf. Now, the primary assumption here is that all these features or predictors are independent of one another. The other assumption being made here is that all the predictors have potentially the same effect on the result. Meaning, if the day was windy, it would have some relevance to the decision of playing golf, as the rain. In this example, the variable, C, is the class, playing golf, representing the decision if the weather is suitable for golf, and variable, X, represents the features, or predictors. Types of naive Bayes classifier. Multinominal naive Bayes. This is widely used to classify documents. For example, which category does a document belong? Beauty, technology, politics, and so on. The frequency of the phrases in the document is considered as the features or predictors of the classifier. Bernoulli naive Bayes. This is nearly identical to the multinomial naive Bayes. However, the predictors used here are the Boolean variables. For example, depending on whether a select phase occurs in the text or not, the parameters used to predict the class variable can either be a yes or no value. Gaussian naive Bayes. When the predictors are not distinct and have very similar or continuous values, it can be assumed that these values are obtained from a Gaussian distribution. Applications of naive Bayes. real-time prediction. Naive Bayes is extremely quick in learning from the input data and can be seamlessly used to generate predictions in real time. Multi-class prediction. This algorithm is also widely used to generate predictions for multiple classes at the same time. It allows the prediction of the probability of various classes of the target variable. Text classification, spam filtering, sentiment analysis. The Naive Bayes classifiers is heavily used in text classification models owing to its ability to address problems with multiple classes of the target variable and the rule of autonomy. This algorithm has reported higher success rates than any other algorithm. As a consequence, it is commonly used in for identification of spam emails and sentiment analysis by identifying favorable and negative consumer feelings on the social media platforms. Recommendation system. Naive Bayes classifier and collaborative filtering can be combined to generate a recommendation system that utilizes ML and data mining methods to filter hidden data and generate insight as to whether the customer would prefer a particular item or product.